Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews. Well, if you're a big listener to our weekly radio show or subscriber to our newsletter, then you know that the growth in the non-medical senior care industry has been exponential. Today, you're going to hear part two of our interview with the co-founder and CEO of Aristocare, Dana Rambeau, and that's coming up in just a moment. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to our special edition of Franchise Interviews. And today you're going to hear part two of our interview with the co-founder and CEO of Aristocare, Dana Rambeau. And that's coming up in just a few moments. So stick around because we've got a great show. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we're with Dana Rambeau, founder of Aristocare. And Dana, one of the things that I admired about your franchise is you're very selective as far as who you'll accept as a franchisee. I think you said no to over 90 people before you accepted your first franchisee. What types of characteristics do you look for that make a successful Aristocare franchisee?
Well, you know, obviously they have to have good business acumen. I mean, they have to be able to be successful in running their own business and not afraid to roll up their shirt sleeves and get involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. But I think one of the key characteristics we have is that they actually have a passion for this type of business. And we've had a lot of folks come in for a discovery day, and they'll say things, you know, that are red flags to me, like one gentleman, he said, well, I'm not sure I want to take care of old sick people.
Oh, jeez.
What are you doing here then? and I had another person say, well, you know, I'm not sure I want to deal with all those caregivers, those type of people.
Right.
And I thought, boy, I mean, those type of, you know, are huge flags, red flag statements for me, and I certainly totally disqualify that person because you are dealing with predominantly senior citizens. We do take care of younger folks as well, and we've done, you know, babysitting and even nanny work. But, you know, you do have caregivers are in this industry typically because they feel good in their heart by taking care of other people. They also need to be nurtured. With the caregiver shortage out there, we don't have those issues because we actually care about our caregivers and we treat them like they're the gold that they are. And so I look for people who can, you know, really grasp onto that vision and carry that forward into their franchise opportunity.
Absolutely.
I guess like with any business, I guess employees, especially in your franchise is so key to the whole operation, having quality caregivers, Dana.
It's huge because, you know, you can be the best nurse, the best marketer, the best business person, but if you don't have, you know, great caregivers that actually, you know, our motto is putting the heart back into home health care, so we look for caregivers that embody that vision. And they're your first line. They're out there with your clients. They're who, you know, they're taking care of the, you know, your patients, and, you know, they're the ones that the family members see and maybe refer to their neighbor, or, you know, they
right.
go with the client to the physician, et cetera. You have to have good caregivers.
Sure.
And most people have a misnomer that, oh, you can't get good caregivers, but you can. I mean, it's not a problem of even getting them. It's keeping them.
Keeping them, right.
And if you, you know, our business model has a lot of, you know, caregiver incentives and a lot of, you know, give back to the caregivers. And we did a, you know, in our own company-owned stores, we did $500,000 last year in revenue just of our competitors' business because we had caregivers and they didn't.
That's incredible.
But, again, that's with our business model of actually caring for the people who care for our clients.
Right, absolutely. Talk about training a little bit, Dana. What is it like for a new franchisee going through training?
Well, we do 2 weeks in-house in Tucson, and it's a very comprehensive training model. And then we do a week in their location as they open their doors. We do come out for their open house in their first week of being open. We usually have two or three people there who kind of sit side by side with the individuals that they've hired to ensure that they really understand their roles and responsibilities.
Right.
And then we have a mix of, you know, ongoing clinical sales and operations training. We're usually there every 2 weeks for the first couple months, and then every month, and then every other month, and then quarterly. Plus, we're available 24/7 by phone to them for at any point and any time on any situation.
So across the board, solid training, ongoing support, key to the success.
Well, it is. I mean, their success is our success. So,
sure.
You know, we're not the type to sell a franchise and go away.
Right.
It's just I believe too strongly in our brand and our mission to, you know, not support them every step of the way.
Right. And as far as a typical day for an Aristocare franchise, you talked a little bit about it. I guess it's overseeing the employees.
Well, you have a nurse. Typically, you know, we're nurse-driven, which is unique, again, to us in this, you know, in the franchise industry and even in home health in general. Again, there's the plethora of home health agencies out there are typically non-medical. So we're the nurse-driven full medical model. And the nurse is really the one dealing primarily with the day-to-day you know, clinical aspects and the caregiver issues. The franchisee would actually be more than likely the manager or the branch manager. So they're really dealing more with operations, but they have to be able to support that nurse in her efforts, support the marketing efforts, either if it's themselves or by hiring somebody who can do that face-to-face marketing and brand awareness in their community. I think it's unique, and, you know, as a franchise that you can actually carry regular office hours. A lot of other industries, you know, you pretty much are there 12, 13 hours a day. You're really, your office is open 8 to 5. Those are the office hours you maintain. And then you're basically administratively on call to your nurse who's on call or your coordinator that's on call if they have any special needs that arise that, you know, you would need to give them some verbal, you know, advice on how to handle a situation.
Right, absolutely. Dana, what's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since starting Aristocare?
Well, I do believe probably the most interesting thing is actually the franchising piece. I mean, being involved in home health care for over 20 years is, I mean, all of that is not necessary. I mean, it's interesting to me, but certainly the franchising opportunity has been the most interesting to me in helping other people be successful in their lives and take that entrepreneurial leap of faith and starting their own business, because most people have worked for other individuals their whole lives. I've had a few people come to me that have, you know, owned another business and are just looking to get into the home health industry. But predominantly it's people who have worked in all facets of life and certainly not even anything to do with healthcare that are looking to take that leap of faith. And it's certainly really analyzing these individuals and if they fit into our system and stuff. That's probably been the most interesting.
That's something. What do you
see it as? I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Don. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I guess some of your franchisees just see it overall, the strong business model. And that was interesting that some of the people come from different industries,
right,
no experience at all, and can come right in and, I guess like a lot of franchises, but especially yours, can come right in, get training, and be very successful.
Well, yeah, our San Jose franchisee is an engineer.
That's something.
Nothing to do do with healthcare or home healthcare. And we trained Peter, and his office is doing very well. As a matter of fact, I was out last week with him for a couple of days doing some marketing assistance with, you know, he's growing his marketing staff now. So I went out and did a couple of days of training with that individual person. I think that's probably also unique that I'm the CEO and president of the organization,
sure,
and I'm actually out there doing it. But that's, you know, it was our business model to have kind of slow, sustained growth and not just bring on as many franchisees as we possibly could as quickly as possible to, you know, but that, you know, really helping them grow to be successful entrepreneurs.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely a smart approach. Yeah.
Dana, we have about 30 seconds.
Okay.
What's the best way to for someone to get in touch with you? Should they go to the website? Can they call in? Or
They can definitely call in. It's 866-731-CARE, or
okay,
they can go to the website, www.aristocarefranchise.com.
Okay, good.
And
we have those links actually up on our website, by the way. And, Dana, it was a pleasure again to speak with you again and, you know, seeing the growth and success of Aristocare, you know, and I just expect you guys to just keep getting bigger and bigger. So we'd have to keep inviting you back to the show every year.
I would appreciate it. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, Dana. You have a great day today.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Another great show, Donna.
Yeah.
Something.
Definitely, yeah.
Great industry. You know, I love her industry experience and just even their corporate culture of Aristocare, you know, having all that family around and everything. So,
And then to franchise the concept. She had no idea about anything about franchising, was sold on it, and thought it was a perfect business model to fit
right.
Franchising. And, yeah, I'm sure they're going to, you know, really be successful.
Yeah, they're going to be a very big franchise, you know, so look out for them. So, but another great show, Don. Next week we got the great Michael Gerber, author of The E-Myth, sold 2 million copies, and lots of great shows coming up. So great job again, Don.
Yeah, same to you, Marty.
And I guess we'll be speaking next week.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks a lot, Don. Have a great day today.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.